For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. Texas Tech continues to encourage undergraduate research, and the recently added program in Inquiry and Investigative Thinking offers incoming freshmen the opportunity to learn the background and fundamentals of doing research. 2 years ago, Honors College Dean Michael Sanfrancisco was asked to develop a plan to support a program for about 100 freshmen. Last year was the first for the program, known as Pi Squared. It is funded for 4 years with $2.5 million from the President's Office and the National Research University Fund.
The goal is to allow them to understand the norms that actually bind all scholarship across the board, whether you're in the humanities, in the arts, physical sciences, or chemical engineering, or cancer research. There are some things that we all need to be aware of, that all scholars need to be aware of. It gives them an appreciation of what's involved and the rigor that goes behind a lot of what is generated.
The freshmen enroll in the program for 2 semesters, with the opportunity to go on and get paid hourly to do research for part or all of their undergraduate time.
When we go on the road and talk about it, we talk about it embellishing your academic experience in ways that you may not even realize. So somebody may decide that they wish to pursue this, and then 2 years down the road say, I'm not in research. However, the ability to think analytically, to critically evaluate information, all of those things they carry with them no matter where they go, and it's always useful.
Interested students accepted to Tech apply to be part of the Pi Squared program the spring prior to beginning classes. A committee selects the students, and based on their intended majors and essays, they are divided equally into 5 cohorts. Those are 1, Life Sciences in the 21st Century, 2, Health and Environmental Sciences, How to Address Human Health Concerns in an Interconnected Age, 3, Mathematical and Physical Sciences, 4, Energy and Process Science, Meeting Humanity's Challenges in the 21st Century, and 5, Archaeology, Art, Material Culture, Science Studies, and Design. Chris Whitmore, an archaeology professor, mentors the 5th cohort.
We have a common problem, and we kind of struggle together to achieve it. So we become a team working towards understanding a particular object each week. In the spring, they will transition and undertake research with me. So their first kind of experience in doing collaborative research is actually on one of my projects. They get credit for it. They're able to put that on their CV. They are basically becoming researchers in the context of this class, and we're working on problems that I'm working on within my own current research.
Program topics covered through readings, seminars, practicums, discussions, and debate include the philosophy of research, responsible conduct of research, research ethics, compliance, safety, and the use of animals and human subjects in research. Sanfrancisco says one of the program's outcomes is students possibly remaining at Tech for postgraduate degrees.
I think there are multiple outcomes that are most positive. That is one for sure, to set up a pipeline. As the second semester gets along, faculty from disciplines within these various cohorts are invited to come and give presentations in this classroom of each of the cohorts. And then as they speak, the students will say, oh, I'd like to work with so-and-so. And we set up the meeting, and then they go meet, and if a match is made, they can start doing research in their first summer.
Sanfrancisco says the program adds much to undergraduate research at Tech.
We need to have this sort of thing to institutionalize the culture of research at the university. This is the way to do it. For many, many years preceding this, we had various Howard Hughes funding and this and that, lots of it to do undergrad research, but it was never formally institutionalized in a way that we are now doing it. And I think using university funding that are dedicated for this purpose is the goal. Doing research enriches the academic experience in the classroom. It's the cherry on the cake. It's the icing on the cake.
For Inside Texas Tech on FM 89.1, I'm Betsy Blaney.